Well, we're back, everybody. I just threw a link up to a very funny video, if anybody wants to watch it. It's ca.news.yahoo.com, .. and then a bunch of other stuff.
But it's a bunch of other stuff.
Copy and paste it in there. It's hilarious.
Yeah, Mark, you should have a quick look at it. It's actually quite funny.
It's hilarious. It almost looks like something Master might have one of us do. He actually had us taking the recycling out front nude.
Yeah.
And it's like freezing cold out and deep snow.
Oh, deep snow. Oh, please.
I'm joking.
It was a dusting.
There's a dusting of snow.
Well, you had the slave out last night, throwing the garbage out naked.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Why do I hear a pretty girl come up on you?
It started up on me.
That video?
Yeah.
Yes. We are welcome back again. We are talking about the boys' Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. Right? And so a statement was made, Boy Neil, where I asked you, why do you think that some people are uncomfortable being a submissive?
Yeah, and you said you had a theory on that.
I do. I remember now. My theory.
Did you hear that? That went off in the background.
What was it?
I don't know, but it was kind of like fairy noise. Like, I want to think. And then like your brain.
Ding. No, okay. Basically what it is.
I'm coming too gay, sir.
Yeah, wait, too gay. Yeah. I've
been 3 years together.
Becoming, please. What's I think it's society that makes the individuals that way, because we're told from a very
makes
young
them now again makes them not
makes them uncomfortable with being
okay with who they are.
Yeah, because I mean, especially that. Men, I mean, boys more so, like men. Mm-hmm. Males. It's okay for the girl to cry, and it's okay for the girl to, you know, let the husband take care of them. And it really is. I mean, I hate to say it, but society still does, to a certain extent, make that separation.
What does crying and being submissive? Oh, you lost me there.
Because they turn around and say to males, no, you know, stiff upper lip, you don't cry.
That doesn't mean you're crying.
Seriously.
Doesn't mean you're submissive or not.
No, but I'm giving as an example of, we as males are always told that we need to step up, we need to take control. This is what a male does, you know.
Yeah, but crying does not make you
not
less of
control.
A male at all.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I believe this. I'm saying this is what my theory is.
I
love this.
Yes, Ron.
But even other people, if more people would be in touch with their feeling, their emotions, there'd be less fucking abuse. There'd be happier relationships.
There'd be less.
I am so not disagreeing with you. Why are you witch hunting me?
There'd be less people with AK-47s blowing
apart
schools.
Well,
everything's about in general.
Yes.
Well, you guys are coming down my throat. Anyways, that's my theory.
That's your
you
theory.
Wish you'd coming down your throat. Oh no, that was somebody else.
That was the other way around.
Oh. Tongues down his throat.
We're not going there.
Oh, we are later.
Tranny tongues.
No, we are not going. I'm telling you.
La 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 la.
Anyways, moving on. So what's can you repost the Bill of Rights for me, please? All right. So yeah. So and then number four is what? What's number four?
Hold it. I can't get it to pull up now. Number four, I'll read it, and then I'll take a look. Every boy has the right to protected sex if he so wishes.
To what? I didn't
protected
hear
protected sex. In other words, safe sex.
Safe sex.
So
now,
in other words, I think that's saying is really, that's a discussion to be had between a dominant and a submissive. The dominant can't say, look it, we're not going to use condoms.
That's
and
pretty well what that's
submissive
saying.
Is not comfortable with that, he can say, no,
of course.
I'm not comfortable with that. That's basically what that's saying. That's pretty simple and cut and dry.
Well, yeah, very straightforward.
Very straightforward there. There's nothing really, there's not a whole lot to talk about with that one. Number five, every boy has the right to privacy if he so wishes. No submissive, let's get the boy out of there. No submissive can be blackmailed, publicly humiliated, physically coerced into service without the expressed desire to do so.
What do you glean from that?
What do you glean from that? If somebody needs to have privacy, someone mm-hmm. doesn't want it out public that they're submissive, they have the right to that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty common sense. You know, you don't have the if somebody has a desire, they just there's no other way to put it. Somebody doesn't want the world to know, and there could be a lot of reasons why. Look at my situation. I have kids and grandkids.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't know everything that goes on with me.
No, well, they do after that dinner. I'll tell you, my little drunken mess.
Yes. They don't know everything, but. They know a lot.
You should have seen your daughter's face when you turned to me and asked if you could take a piss. That was absolutely hysterical.
Did I really do that?
Yes.
I was pretty messed up. I was pretty drunk.
Yeah, you had a...
And you kept saying, I have three. Yeah, three what? Bottles of rye?
Oh, no, rum.
Rum.
I was doing the rum pretty much that day.
Oh, wow. Well, no.
I had a lot of fruit and ice in it. It was pretty healthy.
But the thing was, how did you feel doing that? Were you comfortable doing it?
I was fine with
okay,
it.
Okay, so you know what? There's one thing,
but
though.
But that's not everybody.
That's correct. That is not everybody. And
everybody's at different
levels. We don't know how your family felt either about it.
Your situation, your ex-wife met you, and you took your ex-wife and your kids to Pride with you in a collar.
Uh-huh.
You were comfortable with that.
That's who I was at the time.
But would have been right for Sir Mark to say, look it, this is the way it's going to be, whether you like it or not.
You're bringing your wife?
No. I'm going to take you to your wife, and you're going to be in faux pup while I'm with, and that's it, whether you like it or not. That mm-hmm. wouldn't have been right.
For him to do that?
Correct.
It would have been right for me.
No, it wouldn't have
to
been.
Ask.
It wouldn't have been right for you to do it.
It would have been right for me to ask, but he still had a choice.
But he's saying you shouldn't, not that you did.
No.
So you say, you know what, boy, get ready, we're going.
Right.
And for you to do that, of course. And I mean, again, there are different levels to this as well. And you are very, you're correct in that, wherein, I mean, it's easy for us to share our opinions, and that's all those are opinions, and it doesn't make it right or wrong for other people. So
no, it doesn't.
No.
And if somebody, if one of you two,
you got to speak into the microphone.
If one of you two could do me a favor and copy and paste that. Yep. For some reason, my computer is doing some screwball ass things tonight. Can't seem to do that.
Okay, so five, I think we're on, please.
No, we did number five. It was a privacy. Number six: every boy has the right to defend himself from physical, sexual, or emotional abuse. Or every submissive again. They have a right to protect themselves from that and prevent it, defend themselves.
Okay, so.
So anyway.
Give me an example.
Give you an example. Defending himself, if a master or a dominant is to the point where they're getting, say, drunk and abusive, they have mm-hmm. a right to stop the scene. Say, you know what? You're drunk. You're too drunk right now. This is beyond what I agree to. This would be considered abusive, and you need to stop.
No, I agree with that.
And they need to defend them. They can defend themselves and make that person stop.
Mm-hmm. Simply now, that. Is it that one that says, why don't I just bring it up? Duh.
That would help.
Yeah, I can actually look at it. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so that was privacy. Okay, keep going. So number seven?
Number seven, every submissive has the right to consent or not consent to sexual
I have a hard time with this one.
Why is that?
I just have a hard time with this one.
Well, because I don't, because, again, this is talking about in general. This isn't talking about a collared submissive. This is talking about in general.
Mm-hmm.
And the two, a submissive and a dominant, have a right to agree to when they first get together whether they're going to have sex or not.
So you're saying that once a precedent is set, though.
What do you
so
mean?
If you... yeah, slippery slope, my boy.
No, you lost
So
me.
You can say, yes, okay, this I won't suck cock, or I won't let you fuck me, but I'll suck your cock, whatever,
right.
As a submissive. You set a precedence.
You can say
yeah.
that. And
but if you start out and you're going to be doing everything, mm-hmm. you don't say to me halfway through, yeah, I don't feel like doing that no more, because that's not going to happen.
Well, no.
Yeah, but no. Again, that can happen. At one point in time in your relationship,
things
between
the change.
Submissive and the dominant, sometimes things may change. And it could be an emotional attachment about something that mm-hmm. at one point, for some reason, you don't like it anymore. Why should you continue to do something because...
That's part of your job as a boy.
But things can change. But no. That would be... Because it's talking consent, that's something that's agreed on the both parties.
And you get
consent. It's interesting, though, we're reading this. Is there also a Master's Bill of Rights?
I have no idea, Boy Neil.
We should look that up.
I will look that
maybe
up. Keep going.
Maybe you're the ones that don't actually have any rights.
No. Oh, you better love fucking reading this, apparently. No, I mean, if you set a precedent, and this is what you've done to a certain amount of time.
But it can be discussed
but
and changed.
That can change.
It can be discussed and changed. I'm not saying you're going to change. You're not the type of master that would. Mm-hmm. But other masters may.
What if suddenly the submissive is no longer comfortable? Could have been something that happened. But
so then he needs
doesn't
to leave that service then. And
why? Because of one particular thing, you would throw something. So you have your
favorite. Then if it's only one particular thing, bend the fuck over.
Well, it's like the same thing. You have your favorite pair of boots that you like to wear.
Yes.
And then suddenly, your boots, you get a hole in them. Or
I try to see where this is going.
I don't either. Now you lost me there. Am I going to get a hole?
Are you saying that the boy has a hole in him?
Let's say my ass wears out. Then what? No.
You've got other orifices.
What I'm saying is that sometimes something it could be
out,
a health issue.
I won't say that.
It could
happen.
Be something that you're not comfortable with anymore, and the submissive should be allowed to say, you know what? At the beginning, I like this. That. Degradation or whatever it was that mm-hmm. the subject is, but now I feel we're at a different level, and I can't do it mentally. It's just I can't handle it.
But then if on the other side, I think what Master's saying on the other side, the Master's saying, well, you know what, I can't have a relationship unless we can do this. Well, you know what, then it could come to a time. Well, you know what, we need to part ways.
But that's the thing.
With
then
discussion.
You have the options,
right.
But if you're putting one thing. Out of 200, and this one thing is
but
now.
But that sex is a huge thing.
For you, it is.
Well,
I guess it's commercial time.
It's commercial time. We'll be back.